feel like a plastic bag, drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine, just on the night, like the 4th of July, 'cause baby you're a firework, come on show them what you were, make them go as you shoot across the sky.
Darlings, merry meet, blessed be, how are you today? It is April 4th, and it is a glorious day to be alive, wouldn't you agree? It's bright, it's sunny, it's wonderful, it's not snowing, and we're not under 6 feet of snow, so we are happy campers over here in Minnesota. How was your April Fool's Day? I gotta tell you, my staff at work, they thought that it would be very funny to decorate my office, so I came into the office today. Monday. And my office looked like the Easter Bunny threw up. It was full of streamers of all kinds of pastel colors and ribbons and all kinds of decorations, and I couldn't figure out why in the heck my office looked like the Easter Bunny puked. It was because they thought that it would be funny because, you know, I'm the newest member of the staff there. They know I like pink. And so they thought, what better way back to get back at Lisa than to make the Easter Bunny throw up in her office. So that's what I came into work on Monday with, which I thought was kind of funny. I guess they like me. I guess I've been accepted. I've got a great show for you. I've got a couple of spells for you. We are going to talk about the moon. And I thought our topic for the night would be gardening. So there's all kinds of things going on. Plants are getting planted. Springs are springing. Flowers are blooming, blah, 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 blah. I thought it would be fun if we could do some different kind of gardening. So we're going to go over that a little bit later. And of course, we've got news with Adrienne Lee. And right now, we are going to play the song Wind Beneath My Wings by Bette Midler. And this song is a special funny shout out to my producer. Josh, this is for you. You, dude, are the wind beneath my wings. He makes me sound so good. And he helps me put all this stuff together for you guys. And Joshy, honey, this one is for you. And by the way, he's going to kill me that I called him Joshy on the radio, so. Okay, Joshy, this one is for you. Mwahaha.
Without a name. the truth. Of course I know you. I would be nothing without you. Did you ever know that you're my hero? You're everything I wish I could be. I would fly higher than an eagle. For you are the wind beneath my wings.
Josh, and he really is the wind beneath my wings. Thank you, Josh, for everything that you do for me. You are just this wonderful, amazing person. And side note, he's got a show that he does. It's called What the F. It's actually called What the You Know What, but What the F. And seriously, guys, check it out. It's one of the funniest shows out there. It's really phenomenal. Super funny. Very thought-provoking. So if you go to the Jackalope radio station, look it up, go listen to his show. He's pretty awesome. He's got a couple of shows out there. I do not know how he does it. How he's got all these different shows out there. Not to mention he's doing a TV show, and he still takes time to help the little people, you know, me. He holds my hand, and he tells me what to do. He tells me what to say, and then he makes it pretty. So, Josh, you are wonderful and amazing, and I thank you, and I worship the ground that you walk on. So I met the coolest lady this weekend. I went down to the cities. I know that we had a seance going on at Heaven and Earth Essentials, but it wasn't really necessary for me to be there, and I missed my babies, and I missed my friends. Not that I don't have friends up here. Anyway, I digress. We went to this psychic fun fair. My daughter Ashley and my best friend Karen and I, we went to this psychic fun fair, and it was held in Roseville. Well, I met this most phenomenal person. Her name is Jody Cheetah. She is a psychic healer. She's a certified healing touch practitioner, kinesiology, craniosacral, myocasual, I can't even pronounce half the stuff. She's a Reiki master teacher, energies, just all this. She does all this stuff. And as you guys know, I'm kind of skeptical when it comes to psychics and mediums and all of that stuff, because there's so many people out there that, well, are they really psychic, you know, or do they just have a really good imagination? And 'cause I've been told we went to this one psychic, and she said that, she goes, Lisa, you are very stressed. And I'm like, well, yeah, of course I am. I run a business. Of course I'm going to be stressed. So, but she said, what I need to do is to calm down, to wind down. I needed to do art, like art therapy. She said that will calm me down. It'll help ground me. It'll help relax me, all of that stuff. So I was like, okay, well, that can't be that hard. I could do that. So I went out and I bought paints and all the stuff that you need to do to be an artist. Now, I wasn't going to do this as professional or anything, just as, you know, a way of calming down and relaxing. So I was painting all these things, and I'm looking at this stuff going, I suck. I am the worst artist on the planet. My art is like PowerPoint. But so I'm looking at these works of art that I'm doing, thinking, this is just a load of crap. My paintings suck. And you know what that caused me? Because I couldn't do it perfect. And I was terrible. I mean, a fourth grader probably could have done better than I could. It made me more stressed. So painting made me stressed. So I'm like, and then I was looking back at some of the other things that the psychic, and you can't see me, but I just did 40 fingers, had told me. And I'm like, you are a load of crap. I spent so much money on for the girls and I, my daughters, because as you know, as you all love, I have three beautiful, amazing daughters. Well, so we spent like a buttload of money on this psychic that turned out to be a fraud, just a piece of a work. She had a very great imagination, and you know, good for her, blah, 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 but she wasn't any more psychic than Princess Squeaky Bear, my cat. And I've been to other psychics, and I've seen other psychics. Some of them are famous. Some of them are not famous. Some of them think they're famous, but they're not really famous. They're famous in their own head, but whatever. They create their own following. Anyway, I've just got this skepticism when it comes to psychics, because, and mediums and all of them, you know, because it's not that I don't believe, because I absolutely 100% do believe in psychics. I absolutely do. But when they say some things and it's like, well, that's a cold reading, you know. Have you heard of cold reading? It's when they say, I'm getting an M, an M, an M. Oh, do you have a dad? Did he pass? No, okay, it must be your grandpa. Oh, your grandpa's not dead? Okay, it must be your grandfather's brother. You know, and they just, like, they read you cold readings. And it's, I mean, you can look it up online. It's actually quite easy to do. It's sick that people do that, and they give people all this information that isn't even real. But anyway, I'm getting off my subject. Anyway, I met this wonderful lady. And you know when you meet someone and you instantly feel comforted and cared for, and they've just got this energy about them? That's what she has. Her name is Jody, and she is just got this most nurturing spirit. She is all about healing and taking care of people and loving them. And she is just, I mean, when I sat down with her, she just glowed. This amazing, she's got this, I don't want to say aura because I can't see auras or anything like that, but she glows. She's just this beautiful, beautiful woman. And the reading was supposed to be, I think it was like 15 or 20 minutes, and she sat with me, and then she sat with Ashley, and then she sat with Karen, separately, obviously, for, gosh, I swear she went over by at least a half an hour on each of us, because she cared so much, and she was trying to align our chakras, which my root chakra was apparently very, very blocked. And when she was explaining some of the symptoms, I was like, oh crap, I think you're right, because it made sense. And she offered all this great advice about what to do. She was saying that Karen and Ashley and I are very similar in many of our traits, which makes sense, you know. But she was just this amazing, amazing woman, and I just got the best experience from her. And for me, like I said, when I'm dealing with a psychic or any of the energy healers. I mean, there was an energy healer there. I didn't go to him, but I was looking at him, and I swear to God, he was just, like, phoning it in. You know, it's just, I think he was there for the women. Although the women that were there, I gotta say, ladies, mom jeans and mullets, they don't mix. This is not 1980. Stop with the mullets and the mom jeans. There were so many mullets and mom jeans there, it was crazy. Looking around going, okay. So anyway, she was amazing. That pranic guy, like I said, I kind of think he was just calling it in. I don't know. Like I said, I'm skeptical. I want to believe, but I also know that some people, it's just a bunch of hooey. And I'm not saying that it is a bunch of hooey, but the people, if they don't really know what they're doing and they're just trying to make a buck, then, you know, I don't know, kind of just a bunch of hooey. I digress. I just wanted to tell you about Jody, because she was just amazing. She works out of Stillwater and Roseville, and then a couple of states, too. I know she teaches classes, Reiki classes, at Century College. I will put her information on my website so that you can find her. Honest to God, guys, go see her. If you've got an opportunity to take her class or to just go see her and spend time with her, honest to God, she's the real deal. And I don't say that because, well, you know me. I'm not going to just promote anybody, especially when it comes to healing and sensitivities and stuff like that. I am not going to just promote anybody because I just think that's wrong. She is the real deal. And she's just got the sweetest spirit. Just adore her. So, God, Karen, thank you. Because if it wasn't for Karen saying, we're going to go do this, I would have never met her.
The world can be a scary and unpredictable place. It's easy to feel like you have no control over the safety and well-being of your family. There are steps you can take today, now, to gain control. Visit MyFamilyIsSafe.com for complete step-by-step instructions for building survival kits for each member of your family, your home, and your cars. Detailed shopping lists make the kit building process a snap. MyFamilyIsSafe.com. Prepare. Protect. Survive. The safety of our loved ones is our greatest concern. Visit MyFamilyIsSafe.com right now.
I have some events coming up. Well, it's not me. It's Heaven and Earth Essentials has some events coming up. I've got a few that are there. You should know that every Monday and Wednesday we have yoga at Heaven and Earth Essentials. So yoga is level 1 on Mondays and level 4 on Wednesdays. Starts at 7 o'clock. This Thursday, tomorrow, I'm teaching my Law of Attraction class, The Secret. It's been very well received. The Secret has changed my life. It's pretty cool. On the 7th, so this Saturday at 2 o'clock, is Intro to Buddhism. Easter is obviously the 8th, but I have nothing to do with that, obviously. Let's see. Next Thursday, we've got Witchy Night, Wiccan Night. What else we got? I'm looking at it right now. The 19th of April, Psychic Development, Level 2. Very cool class. The 21st, we've got a class called All About Angels. And then I'm teaching a class on the 24th of April, Introduction to Essential Oils. And then we've got a seance on April 27th and a paranormal event on April 28th. The seance, we just did it on this last Saturday. Like I said, I missed it, but I made it to the other one. The seances are freaking cool. It's kind of like we keep it very small. No more than 12 people can go to the seance. It's in the basement of the Heaven and Earth Essentials, the shop, here in Sauk Center, and we've decorated this room and it is absolutely stunning. It looks like a Victorian parlor room. It's absolutely beautiful. And then, you know, everybody dresses up in Victorian clothing, and it's really cool. But then it turns into this gallery reading. And Adrian, who I had no idea he was as talented as he is, but he can actually go out and find your loved ones that have passed and communicate. And I've seen him, I was skeptical. And you know when you're skeptical or whatever, he has come back, or not come back, but he would go and find different people's relatives or loved ones that had crossed over. He would go and find them, and he would come back. I'm not saying this right, but he would give them details that absolutely no one would possibly ever freaking know. And I mean, other than the living person, the friend or the relative. I sat there with my jaw dropped, because I mean, I knew that he had sensitivities and he was talented, and you know, he does tarot readings, but holy crap, he's really talented too. And to see him in action, I was like, okay, I'm sorry, I know that you're my husband and all that, and I should have just, you know, known. But again, I was skeptical. But anyway, so we're going to do this seance again, and I highly recommend coming. It's really interesting, and Adrian will make sure that every single person that comes will get to talk to, you know, their relative. Absolutely, there is that it's not, you know, one of those huge gallery readings where people come and they're just in this big crowd and maybe you'll get picked if somebody comes through. No, he makes sure that everybody gets to talk with their relative or their loved one or whatever. So, I don't know, I felt kind of bad the first one that I went to when he was going and accessing all these people's loved ones, and I was thinking, yeah, whatevs. And then these people are like, oh my god, there's no way you could have possibly known that. And I was like, ooh, okay, I digress. Anyway, so come to some of our events. Our events are fun. They are in Sauk Center, which is in Minnesota, but there are so many different things that we do up here, and it's really fun. It's starting to become this, like, mecca of the spiritual world up here. We have people coming from all over the state, and actually we've got people that come from Illinois and come from Wisconsin as well, just to spend time up in Sauk Center, up at the shop. The shop is just this place has just got this energy. It's calming and healing. And so if you want to sign up for any of those events, go to heavenandearthessentials.com. On there, there's a phone number where you can call and you can sign up, or, you know, shoot Barbara an email. It's just really great. So heavenandearthessentials.com, come and check out our stuff. I don't own Heaven and Earth Essentials, but I support everything that Barbara is doing, because she is just trying to change the world in a positive way, and we need to take care of people that are trying to change the world in a positive way, don't you think? Because there are so many negative people out there, and so much crap and detritus and blah, and just evil people that make up lies, and we need to take care of the ones that are out there trying to change the world, out there trying to touch people, and we need to make sure that they're okay. So come and spend some time with us up here. It's very, very magical. I think that we need to do another song. Now, we've been getting a ton of feedback on what you guys like to hear and what you don't. And what I've been being told is you want more of me talking and less music. So if you've noticed, I'm not doing quite as much music as I used to. But at first I was nervous to be on the radio, and so I was trying to play as much music as possible so that I wouldn't have to talk very much. Well, I'm not nervous anymore. So, as you can tell, sometimes you just really can't shut me up. But I think it's time we're going to play a song, and then I think it's time to start working on the moon and some magic spells and some happy stuff. So, I think that we need to do something fun. So, I'm thinking Lady Gaga, because I love Lady Gaga. And she dances to the beat of a different drummer just like we do. And you gotta love that, and you gotta support that as well. So here you go, Lady Gaga's Born This Way.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M- Put your paws up, 'cause you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all born superstars. She rolled my hair with my lipstick on in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends. Subway can rejoice your truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not a sin. Believe capital H. Just be a queen, whether you're broke or evergreen. Your black, white, beige, Chola descent, your Lebanese, your Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast for leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, 'cause baby, you were born this way. No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, Chola or Orient made, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to be brave.
And you are perfect in absolutely every way, my darlings. There is absolutely nothing wrong with you. I don't care what anybody says, because you know what? If anybody says anything different, they're just frickin' liars. Because you are absolutely amazing and wonderful exactly the way that you are. You are beautiful in every single way. And I am proud to know every single one of you. And if I could give every single one of you a hug right now, you bet your ass I would, because you are perfect just the way you are, and I adore each and every one of you. So we're going to talk about gardening by the moon. I think that's something really cool. Gardening by the phase of the moon is a technique that can be... Oh, my cat is jumping all over. Princess Squeaky Bear, stop it. She's gone crazy since she's started going into heat. She's very loving, but not in a nice way, by a gross way. Anyway, I digress. It's a technique that can speed the germination of your seeds by working with the forces of nature. As you know, plants respond to the same gravitational pull as the tides, you know, that affect the ocean and everything, so that alternatively stimulates root and leaf growth. Seeds sprout more quickly, plants grow vigorously and in an optimum rate. Harvests are larger and they don't go to seed as fast. So this method has been practiced by many, many for hundreds of years. And it's kind of the perfect complement to organic gardening because it's more effective in non-chemically treated soil. Lunar planting is influenced by two factors. The lunar phase, that controls the amount of moisture in the soil. This moisture is at its peak at the time when the new and the full moon, the sun and the moon are lined up with the earth. Just as the moon pulls the tides in the ocean, it also pulls up the subtle bodies of water, causing moisture to rise into the earth. And this encourages germination of growth, and tests have been proven that seeds will absorb the most water at the time of the full moon, so that's pretty cool. Astrological signs. The signs of the zodiac correspond with the elements of water, earth, fire, and air. My cat is going to drive me crazy. Princess Squeaky Bear, your fans are unhappy with you right now. Settle down. Each plant has a preference for what elemental sign it's planted in. The best time for starting seeds of most annual plants is during the fertile water signs, but root crops like earth signs and flowers, especially like the air signs of Libra, and the moon sign changes every few days. So I just thought that it would be really cool to start gardening by the phases of the moon. And it's something that you should absolutely try. I mean, it's something new, and do some cool things like night blooming jasmine. That is supposed to be just amazing, and it grows really easy. Now, I personally do not have a green thumb. In fact, it's a joke in our house because all of our plants are silk. In fact, when we moved, my friend Patty and Adrian put all of my silk plants into the freezer with a sign on it saying, don't even think about it, because they wanted to hide them from me. But I found them. My husband, has made these just gorgeous English gardens. So he is the... Really, Bear? Seriously? Now is when she decides that she'd like to play with paper. Awesome. Anyway, so he does this amazing job putting all these plants and flowers, and just makes this beautiful thing. And then when you come on the inside of the house, that's where I take over with my silk plants. So at the new moon, the lunar gravity pulls the water up, just like I was saying, and causes the seeds to swell and burst. This factor, coupled with increasing moonlight, creates balanced root and leaf growth, and this is the best time for planting above-ground annual crops that produce their seeds outside of the fruit. So, for example, lettuce, spinach, celery, broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, and grain crops. Cucumbers like this phase also, even though they're the exception to the rule. So the new moon is for those ones. Second quarter, the gravitational pull is less, but the moonlight is strong, and that creates a strong leaf growth. It's generally a good time for planting, especially 2 days before the full moon. The types of crops that prefer the second quarter are annuals that produce above ground, but their seeds form inside the fruit. Beans and melons and peas, peppers, squash, and tomatoes. Mow your lawns in the first or second quarter to increase growth, also, by the way. After the full moon, as the moon starts to wane, the energy is drawing down. The gravitational pull is high, creating more moisture in the soil. I keep saying soul. It creates more moisture in the soil. But the moonlight is decreasing and putting energy into the roots. And this is a favorable time for planting root crops, including beets and carrots and onions and potatoes and peanuts. It's also great for perennials, biennials, bulbs, and transplanting because of the active root growth. Pruning is best done in the third quarter in the sign of Scorpio. And then the fourth quarter, there's a decreased gravitational pull and the moonlight, so It's considered kind of a resting period, and this is also the best time to cultivate, harvest, and transplant and prune and mow lawns in the third or fourth quarter to retard growth. So I just thought that was something kind of interesting. So I would like for you to start planting and let me know how it goes. I'm really interested. I'm more than willing to try my hand at growing again. Can't say I'm any good at it, but let's try this together. Let's start out with some simple stuff and let's see how this goes. I think it'll be fun. It'll be a fun little test that we can all do together. What else? We are coming up on a full moon. Bear, settle down. Oh my gosh, who wants a kitty? Okay, you can't keep her because I love her, but oh, she's driving me crazy. So we're coming up on a full moon, and you know what that means. It's time to get your wishes out. So I want you to write down all of the things that you want to come to you in the next month. So write out all of your wishes. Put them on a piece of paper. Write them out. A purple pen is awesome if you want to do that, because purple is a power color. So you're going to write out your wishes, and then you're going to think really hard on them and put all of your energy into those. And then I want you to light them on fire, go outside, or put them in a fireproof bowl, obviously. You don't need to be burning your house down, because I don't think that's one of your wishes. So you're going to light them on fire, and when they're all done smoldering, and it's just the ashes left, then underneath the full moon, I want you to let those go to the wind. Let the wind take them up to the moon, and take them out to the universe. And then in the next month, your wishes will happen. I've had so many of you send emails about your wishes from the last full moon saying that they were so shocked that that actually worked, but I'm here to tell you, full moon wishes work like a charm. And now that we are out of the retrograde, thank God, or thank Goddess, we are back to being full on, we can do our spells again, because, you know, we weren't allowed to do our spells during the retrograde, because they have a tendency to backfire and you get the absolute opposite effect of what you wanted. So, retrograde is over. We can breathe again. No more problems with communications and fighting and computers breaking and all that other stuff. We are back full strong, full strength, and we can do our spells all over again. Thank God.
Welcome to Spell Intel.
I thought, since we are coming up on bikini season, that our spell for tonight would be a spell to help lose weight. What you're going to need is water, vinegar, salt, any type, but I usually like to use sea salt, so let's do sea salt, cinnamon, and a crystal cup. Again, this is to help you lose weight. Mix all the ingredients together in that crystal glass. Start with the water, then trickle in the vinegar. While doing so, say the following. Add to this glass from which I'll drink the vile taste one surely think. Then throw in a pinch of salt, saying, and a bit of salt to kill the taste of my life I shall not waste. Then toss in a bit of cinnamon, saying, and finally a touch of spice to make my body slim and nice. Then swirl the entire mixture together around in the cup in both hands and hold it above your head and say, with this potion that I drink, I'll lose the weight that I think. I need to lose, and then some more, the magic potion, Born of War. Then drink the entire glass. Now, can't tell you that it's going to taste all that great, but I'm here to tell you, it's going to work. That and obviously a balanced diet. So, do your spell, and then I want you to go to my site, and I want you to let me know how it's going. You know, give me a weekly update. You know, I've lost 2 pounds. I've lost 5 pounds. I have a pound. Just go to my site, empoweringthedivine.com, and again, in my best radio voice, empoweringthedivine.com, and let me know how it's going. I really want to know. I get your emails all the time, and I always respond to you every single time, so let me know how it's going. And you know what? Maybe we'll have you on the show if it's, you know, going really, really great. I would love to. I want to showcase all of you, so do your spell, and it will be up on my site under the click here to learn and chat. It will be under the show portion of the forum. So go to my site. That's where the spell will be. And then I want to know how it's going. Oh, you know what would be really cool? Okay, do before and after. Like, take a picture today, or do it tomorrow, you know, whatever day that you do the spell. Take a picture of yourself, and then every week I want you to send me a picture of how you're doing. Oh, that'll be fun. Okay, let's do that. That'll be fun. Yay!
What's in the news?
Okay, kids, well, Adrian could not join us tonight, so it's just you and me. So I do have a couple of news articles for you. The first one, Peak District Monolith was angled to track the sun 4,000 years ago, and it could have been an important pagan, or it could have been important in pagan rituals. A seven-foot monolith in the Peak District was erected to track the sun 4,000 years ago. Researchers believe that this could have been a very important pagan site. Neolithic people packed the base of the Gardzum Edge monolith with smaller stones and angled it precisely using the altitude of the sun. I think that's really cool. Researchers believe the stone was put there for symbolic reasons and angled precisely to catch the light during the changing seasons. At midsummer, the stone would light up, but in winter, it could be permanently shadowed. A similar cycle is used at other burial sites to symbolize eternity, researchers say, and the people who raised the stone would have just switched from a hunter-gatherer lifestyle to permanent farming. Researchers carried out detailed microtopography survey of the ground in the monolith, and they believe that the stones were carefully packed around the stone. A 3D model of how light strikes the monolith, adjusted for changes in the Earth's tilt over the 4 millennia, shows that the stone was very, very precisely angled to catch the sun. The orientation and inclination of the slope is aligned to the altitude of the summit midsummer. A Nottingham Trent University researcher believes that the monolith was set in place to give symbolic meaning to the location throughout the changing seasons. In the landscape surrounding the stones, or the stone harbor, many ancient monuments, such as the Bronze Age roundhouses, a late Neolithic enclosure, and other traces of long-lasting human occupation. And given the sensitivity of the site, we can't probe under the surface of the soil. However, through our survey, we found a higher density of packing stones on one side, supporting the case that this stone has been oriented intentionally. So this was like one of the very first pagan shrines and sites. I think that's pretty phenomenal. Our next story, also from the UK. Looming marvelous memories of the city's white witch and wizard. A memorial garden with dragon-shaped flower beds is to be built for the city's famous white witch and her wizard husband by the parish council they both served for years. Much-loved Dot Griffiths, alias Madame Morgana, died last August, 4 years after her husband and soulmate Reg, who was known as the Merlin of Avalon. The colorful couple, as well as spellcasting and promoting paganism, both worked tirelessly for Stantonbury Parish Council, where Reg has served as chairman for several years. Vice Chairman Sandra Kennedy said, "We miss them terribly. They were not the average parish counselors by any means. They were both larger-than-life characters who were very caring, very kind, and extremely community-minded. We thought it would be a lovely idea to build a garden in their memory. We have a large patch of land next to our offices that would be an ideal site." Now, the parish council said it's asking people for their ideas for the garden, which would be in Bradville's Kingsfold. Already, Dot's daughter, Sharon Walker, has suggested a dragon flower bed in memory of the Griffiths' Stantonbury home, which was called the Dragon's Lair. Because Dot and Reg were such champions for disabled people, the council is considering including a scented garden area for people with sight problems. I think that's absolutely lovely. Our next one is also from London. We've got a lot of English ones over here today. It's a witch hunt in London as Warwick Castle invades the capital. Tourists enjoying the sunshine in London today may be confused by a proliferation of witches' hats in some of their favorite haunts. It's our people. Taxi drivers, street cleaners, Harrods doormans, and even some of the city's most famed statues were sporting black pointy hats as Warwick Castle came to London to celebrate the opening of the new attraction in time for Easter holidays. Commuters are also arriving at the capital's main train stations, were surprised to be greeted by dozens of witches. I love this. This is fun. One said, "It's as if the world's witches have invaded London. I came to Marylebone Station this morning and found people walking as if in a trance and these hats on. It was as if they had all been had a spell cast on them." Tim Harrison Jones, general manager of the Warwick Castle, explained, "Our new attraction, the Witches of Warwick, appears to have drawn the world's witches to England ahead of the opening this Friday, and they seem intent on luring as many victims as they can to our creepy dungeon castle. The new attraction has been dubbed so scary, that it's not recommended for children under the age of 10 or for those with a nervous disposition. Warwick Castle's new The Witches of Warwick attraction opens on March 30th and will take visitors through the horrid tales and shocking truths about Mold Bloxham, a witch from the castle's past." It seems like a ton of fun. If you are going to visit London, you know, between now or March 30th, now and September 3rd, 2012, if you bring in one of the witches' hats that you find, it's a 2-for-1. So absolutely, go hit that up. I think that sounds like fun. Our next one is from New York, actually. Words that might be omitted from city tests. Dinosaurs, birthdays, and homes with swimming pools. They may not seem like bad words, but students might not see them on city-issue tests in New York City. Educators are worried that the words would evoke unpleasant emotions. Is it student sensitivity or overkill to avoid these topics in tests? The New York City Department of Education is careful about using some 50 topics in standardized tests. We gave the list to former students and teachers in Morningside Heights and let them be the judge. Bodily functions, cancer, celebrities, computers in the home. "I don't see the problem," former student Rihanna Perez said. "These are words that are daily facts of life that everybody is aware of. It's absurd to try to curb them from the use of them," former principal Joe Sherman said. "How can you talk about words without using these terms? Are you going to limit everything that we're learning?" The topics are spelled out to companies competing to revamp English, math, and science and social study tests to measure the students' progress. They are not banned, but the DOE keeps an eye on subjects including religion, dinosaurs because of evolution, Halloween because that suggests paganism, witchcraft or sorcery, birthdays because of the Jehovah's Witnesses, they don't celebrate that, and holidays. Educators are also mindful of the socioeconomic issues students face, including computers in the home, homelessness, expensive gifts, vacation and prizes, homes with swimming pool, and loss of employment. Tragedies are also on the list, such as violence, catastrophes, disasters, terrorism, slavery, war, and bloodshed, and weapons. Professor Deanna Kuhn from Columbia University's Teachers College says these topics are necessary to test critical thinking. "I think there's a danger that if we put every possible thing off limits, that could possibly threaten any group. You'll be down to some pretty bland stuff that kids can address on exam, and I think that's overkill." I don't know. Do we really need to start limiting everything that's... I mean, we're already politically correcting ourselves out of everything, and we're just dumbing down our students. I don't know if this is such a good idea. In fact, I'm just going to go on the record to say this is dumb. So, I don't know. We're just dumbing down our kids. And our last story for the night comes to us from Saudi Arabia. "Saudis step up war on sorcery. Religious police given more powers to arrest sorcerers who could be executed." Saudi Arabia has decided to bolster its religious police unit specializing in arresting magicians within an ongoing war of sorcery, which is punishable by execution in the Gulf Kingdom. The Commission for Promotion of Virtue and Prevention of Vice, the influential law enforcement authority in the world's oil powerhouse, reported that it has created a field unit charged with fighting sorcerers who are described as key causers of religious and social instability in the country. The new unit is headed by Sheikh Adel Al Mukbil. I'm sorry, I can't even read that. A prominent scholar in the kingdom, and it includes several other well-known scholars. The commission's president, Sheikh Abdul Latif Al Shaki, ordered the creation of the unit, which in the statement said it's designated to activate field action to fight sorcerers and charlatans in all parts of the kingdom. Units been given orders to immediately arrest sorcerers and charlatans and refer to them to the special authorities to apply God's punishment on them and end their harmful deeds against Muslims, it said. The new unit is the latest in a series of measures taken by Saudi Arabia to eliminate sorcery as part of the campaign spearheaded by the commission, an autonomous state fundamentalist group backed by King Abdullah. Newspapers said last year King Abdullah had ordered the commission to devise new ways to combat black magic after endorsing a SR 2 million plan. The newspapers in the kingdom, which enforce one of the toughest Islamic Sharia laws in the world, said the commission decided to start a nationwide campaign against witchcraft following a surge in reported black magic cases, which have reached around 586 over the past few years. The campaign, which will continue indefinitely, involves lectures, training courses, stronger coordination among all relevant authorities, and exchange of information within the kingdom's regions. So, you know what that means. Everybody's going to be murdered. If they're even considered a witch, or if they're doing anything that is not considered, I don't want to say Islamic, but Islamic, they'll be executed. That's scary. So we need to send as much love and positive energy as we possibly can over to those people. Unfortunately, kids, that is the end of our show. Join me next week. I have a very, very special guest ahead for next week. It's going to be fun. I want to thank you so much for joining me tonight. It was absolutely wonderful spending this hour with you. I hope you all have a beautiful and blessed week. And all of your dreams, don't forget to do your wishes. I want all of your dreams to come true. Remember, I want you to go and make somebody happy every single day, even if it's just saying, oh, I like your eyes, or a cute dress, or oh, I love your shoes. That's for the women. You can say nice ass to the men. Go ahead, you've got my permission. Anyway, I want you to all have a wonderful week. Know that you are mattered, and you are special, and I just adore each and every one of you. And remember, take back your light.
Bears believing, I turned around and the water was closing all around like a glove, like the love that had finally found me, and I knew in the crystalline light of you drove me through the mountain, through the crystal like a clear water fountain. It drove me like a magnet to the sea, to the sea, to the sea, yeah. How the faces of love change, turning the pages, and I have changed. Oh, but you remain ageless. I turn around, and the water was closing all around. Crystalline light of you drove me through the mountain, through the crystal.
the sea.